Nigel!
Oh, sorry, Lizzie, didn't hear you.
They're noisy, aren't they?
Yes, but rather splendid. I was wondering if we should have one.
What, permanently? What on earth would we do with a steam engine?
I know, you're right. It's just rather grand, that's all. We are busy, aren't we?
Thank goodness. Makes up a bit for what we lost over the summer.
A good thing Phil and Jill have taken the twins out for today.
Yes, it is.
It was very kind of them.
I think Mum wants to see as much of them as she can before she and Dad go away.
But that's not for ages yet. I shall be away before they are.
Not for as long, though. Your war graves pilgrimage.
I suppose it is. What a good way of putting it. You complete my tribute to Uncle Rupert.
I know. But you haven't forgotten it's Mum's birthday on Wednesday, have you?
Of course not. We're going to Shuler's, aren't we?
Yeah. I wish we could have had the party here.
Oh, darling. We're doing their big anniversary bash. Let Shuler have a turn.
But Shuler and Kenton.
Kenton?
He's supposed to be helping her with it.
As I said, let Shuler have a turn. Anyway, I better just check these chaps have got everything they need.
Oh, can you come back to the office when you finish? That's what I came to ask you.
Yes, of course. Is there a problem?
No, I hope not. Kathy wants to see us.
Oh. Well, couldn't we just pop into the gift shop?
She said she wanted to see us somewhere private.
Oh, dear. That sounds ominous.
We had such a good time, Mum.
Oh, I'm so glad, darling.
Adam's friends got on really well with mine.
I thought they would.
And it was such a cool club. I mean, you would have liked it.
And yet it's still cool. How can that be?
Oh, you would. It was very retro.
It would have been very retro indeed for me not to look out of place.
Ian is such a laugh. He was really winding the DJ up. He kept asking me.
Alice!
Hi.
Didn't expect to see you here so early.
I came back with Mum.
Oh, you went to church. Will you still be sleepy enough?
She had the fair trade stall to do, didn't she, darling?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Who's going to take that over when you go?
Clary's going to help. Oh, by the way, Did you hear that Helen won a silver medal for her cheese?
I certainly did. Mm-hmm. Pat was full of it.
Is lunch ready?
Not yet, darling.
Where's Adam and Ian?
They're coming, Poppet.
Still in bed, I expect. I mean, Adam's 40 now.
That's nothing these days.
I'll just go and give them a ring. Tell him to hurry up. I'm starving, Mum.
I'm so grateful you could see me.
That's all right.
Is everything okay, Kathy?
It's just that there's something I need to say.
Well, sit down. I must say, you're looking a bit tired.
Oh, I haven't been sleeping very well. Not since the...
What?
I'm so sorry to take you away from your work when we're so busy. But I couldn't just keep coming into work as if nothing had happened, with you not knowing.
Not knowing what?
I'm so sorry.
Kathy, please, just stop apologising and tell us what's wrong.
I should have told you when it happened, but I couldn't. I just couldn't.
When what happened?
But when the police came.
The police?
I was just so shocked. I didn't know what to do.
Is this about Owen?
Taylor. He's called Taylor.
Has them asking questions upset you? Oh, Kathy. We can understand that.
Of course we can.
We know that you and he were close.
No, we weren't. We weren't.
Kathy.
It's upsetting for all of us, but it is only an accusation. I mean, we don't even know if this woman is telling the truth.
I do. She is.
What? But how can you... Oh, my God.
Kathy, are you saying that Owen... That he attacked you too?
Yes. Yes. He raped me, Elizabeth. He raped me.
She's going at the end of the week. I don't think we've had a proper conversation since... Oh, you know.
She's not as bad as she was.
With you.
Oh, with you too. Sometimes. And it's bound to take her time to sort out her feelings.
We haven't got time, have we? If she goes off to South Africa without there being some sort of reconciliation between us... Well...
Brian, I know. But I don't think that's what she wants either.
I just don't know what to do.
Please don't give up on her.
I wouldn't.
But if we've learned anything from these past few months, it's that we've got to let her have some... Darling, how did you get on?
They serviced you?
Yeah, they're just on the way. I've just thought this could be my last Sunday roast for ages.
Yes, yeah. Countdown's really started now, hasn't it? I bet you're getting really excited, aren't you?
I'm looking forward to seeing Kate.
And the new baby.
Mm. He's so sweet.
I've been thinking, Alice. Would you like me to take you to the airport?
Well, I haven't really thought about that yet.
It wouldn't be any trouble, and I'd like to.
Oh, actually, are we going to bring Kate now, Mum? Say happy birthday?
Yes, if you like.
Oh, great. There's loads I still need to sort out with her.
He was just too strong for me.
Of course.
I didn't lead him on, though. I really didn't.
Oh, Cathy, no one would possibly think that.
Yeah, but it's what he said.
I can't. Oh, if I could just get my hands on him for 5 minutes.
Nigel.
Sorry. Sorry, Cathy. It's just so... It's terrible.
But you do believe me, don't you?
Of course we do.
You don't have to justify yourself to us. The man's a monster.
I should have realised.
Why? I didn't.
Not about him, about you, after it happened.
Well, how could you? I didn't want anyone to know.
I should have guessed there was more to it than just flu.
Yes, we did think it wasn't like you to take so much time off.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You know, once he'd gone, I just wanted to forget about it. Pretend it never happened.
I can understand that.
I didn't want anyone to know.
It's very brave of you to tell the police now.
Mm. I should have gone before. Then maybe that poor...
You can't know that. You've done the right thing. That's all that matters.
Is it?
Yes. They'll have to convict him.
Oh, I hope so. Although, if they do charge him, I'll have to go to court.
It's a nightmare for you. If you want any time off to get yourself together...
Mm. You know. No, I'd rather carry on as normal if I can. I don't want to let him disrupt my life any more than he has already.
Well, we're here for you. Anything you want.
You listened. That was all I needed. I feel so much better now you know.
Rory's looking out for Ian and Adam. Oh, he does love them.
Yes, well, Adam's everyone's friend these days.
Oh, darling, you're not still feeling cross over their party, are you? You can see how much Alice enjoyed it.
No, I wasn't thinking about that. Actually, I've got a surprise for you, Jenny.
Yes?
Yeah, I thought you and I deserved a little break, so I booked one.
What? Just the two of us?
Is that such a terrible idea?
No, of course not. It'd be lovely, but if...
Good. Long weekend in Barcelona. Hope that's all right.
But I've only just got back from South Africa.
Yeah, but I wasn't there. I want to spend some time with you on our own.
Oh, well, that would be very nice. Darling, how thoughtful of you.
Well, to be honest, Adam suggested it.
Oh.
But the minute he mentioned it, I could see what a good idea it was.
What are we going to do about Rory?
Now, don't worry about that, because that's all sorted.
Is it?
I'm going to call Bridget, ask her if she'd like to take him.
Bridget?
Well, I promised her we wouldn't lose touch, didn't I?
Well, I know, but... Well, how would he get over there?
I can pop him over.
Before we go, but... Isn't that a bit complicated? I mean, it would be much easier.
I think it's the ideal opportunity. I owe it to her.
Yes,
so we can have our holiday, and I can ease my guilty conscience. It's the perfect solution.
Oh, Lizzie. I didn't know what to say.
I know. Poor Cathy. What she must have been going through. I can't bear to think about it.
Hopefully she'll feel better when he's charged. I shall.
If he is?
If? Two rapes, Lizzie.
You don't know that. The police didn't tell her much about the other attack.
I can't imagine them wasting time unless they were building up a good case. He'll be charged.
Well, even if he is, he still might get bail.
Bail?
Well, you read about it. You can see why it would worry Cathy. If he came looking for her...
If he comes anywhere near her, well, they'll have me to deal with.
Nigel.
Well, he would.
And Kenton. And Sid, I should imagine.
There you are, then.
I never liked him.
You say that now.
I didn't. There was something not right about him, always. Do you remember the fuss he made about changing his shifts to fit in with rehearsals?
Oh, yes. Well, we can see why now.
Coming into the kitchen when I was giving the children breakfast.
Yes. It's coming back to me.
You know, he said he had to be at rehearsals with Kathy, and he didn't care how inconvenient it was for me. I mean, why didn't I see how weird that was?
It was Christmas. Well, we were all busy.
He was quite menacing. If only I put two and two together. I should have known something was seriously wrong with Kathy.
When I think that that man was in my house, in the same room as my wife and my children, I could... Well, I hope they do arrest him. And quickly.
All these false names.
Lord knows what else is going to come out. It doesn't bear thinking about.
He fooled us. Fooled a lot of people. It's not going to be easy.
I doubt he'll fool the police.
Even so, rape cases collapse. Especially with so little evidence. It happens all the time.
But Kathy will be such a strong witness.
Yeah, now, maybe. But it was 3 years ago. They're bound to ask why she didn't come forward at the time.
That's perfectly explicable. Don't start doing the defence's work for them.
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying. Well, he hasn't been arrested yet. Even if he is... Kathy's still got a long way to go, hasn't she?
Come on, please, open up!
Oh, what's going on? What do you want?
It's the police!
What? This time? Look, I told you I've got nothing more to say.
Open the door, please, sir!
You are harassing me. You're not allowed to do that,
Gareth, you know. Taylor! We have received a complaint that on December 16th, 2004, you had unlawful sexual intercourse with Mrs. Kathy Perks. I am therefore arresting you on suspicion of rape.
Kathy!
You do not have to say anything.
You talk to Kathy.
But it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned.
Hold on. She's saying I raped her. She's lying. Get off
of me!
Something
which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence, Mr. Taylor.
Get off! Get off! It's a lie! I never raped her. I never raped anyone.
Hiya.
Oh, hi. What are you doing up so early?
Oh, didn't sleep.
I noticed you were a bit restless. Something on your mind?
Yes, there is.
Oh, just as long as you get a decent night tonight. You've got a long drive tomorrow.
Oh, jolly glad I am too. Didn't think we'd be getting this bull for a while.
Thank goodness they've eased the restrictions.
Too right.
Well, just you take care. We want him here in one piece.
Sure. Look, there's something I need to talk to you about.
Oh? Must be important for you to ambush me in the Milton Parlour.
Well, once you've finished here and the kids have gone to school, can we, I don't know, find some time?
Yeah, right. Of course.
Adam!
Hi, Mum.
I thought you might like a cup of tea before you started.
That's kind, but I have one at home, and I really want to get on with the spraying before the wind gets up.
Oh, well, come back for a coffee when you've finished. I want to thank you properly.
What for?
Oh, suggesting Brian takes me to Barcelona.
Oh, that.
Well, it was very thoughtful. But I need to ask you another favour.
It's about your breast reconstruction. I just wondered why you wanted to do it, that's all.
Why?
Mm.
Well, I've told you. To feel more comfortable. More like myself again.
Yeah, but why now? You know, it was an option at the time.
There was so much to take in then. I didn't feel ready to cope with another operation. And then Ben came along.
Yeah, but you were okay with it for 7 years.
That's how long it took. I'm ready now.
To feel more comfortable?
how uncomfortable I get when I'm working, and last summer when
so
it was...
So it's just about comfort?
Not just that. It'll be nice to have more options about what I can wear.
And that will make you feel more like yourself?
David, what are you getting at? Do you think I'm being shallow or something?
No. No, I'm trying to understand.
I didn't think it mattered to me that much, how I looked or what I could wear. That's one of the things I've had to face about myself.
What, that it does?
Yeah. I just want to feel more confident.
So it is to feel more attractive, then?
Of course. Surely you can understand that.
It depends.
On what?
On who you wanted to feel attractive for.
Well, myself. And you, of course. Who else would I... Oh, no, David!
You can't do this to me. I haven't done anything. I'm innocent.
That's what we're going to find out, isn't it? You're not doing yourself any favours behaving like this. Trust me, in you go.
This isn't right. I want to see a solicitor.
We've sent for one.
Well, where is he?
She.
I want to see her now!
I don't think you'd have a very useful conversation, the state you're in. Stay here and calm down. It'd be better for everyone.
But I'm innocent!
Yes, Mr. Taylor, of course you are.
You still think I'm in touch with Sam?
No, no, of course I don't.
After all we've been through, after all I've said, how could you think that?
I don't think, of course I don't.
Well, if not Sam, who then?
Well, no one specific. Oh,
thanks, David, thanks a lot.
I didn't mean that.
Then what do you mean? You still can't trust me.
I'm sorry, Ruth. I'm so sorry. It's just...
I've tried so hard.
I know, and I have too.
And still... We're still this far back. Well, you can think I'd put myself through this operation to catch another man.
No, it's not like that.
You really think? You think I'm planning to leave you?
I know it sounds crazy.
You haven't believed anything I've said.
I have. But listen, this reconstruction thing came out of nowhere and you were so keen on it.
I told you why.
I know you did, but...
You didn't believe me. You didn't trust me.
Well, I...
How can we go on if you don't trust me?
I want to. I want to trust you.
Then why don't you?
I don't know. Do you think I like feeling like this? Do you think I like having these stupid, paranoid suspicions?
I know how much I hurt you.
I can't help it, love. They're there. I can't pretend they're not. What you did...
I didn't go with Sam. I didn't go.
I know, but you wanted to, and that shook me. I mean, I didn't realise how much...
No.
I had to tell you.
Yeah, you did.
I had to ask you. To be sure.
Can you be sure? Can you ever?
I don't know.
I want it for us, for our marriage, to move on. You have to let it go.
I know, and I thought I had.
I chose you. I chose our marriage. Nothing like that will ever, ever happen again. When I think how close I came to losing you, to losing everything.
Oh, love.
Every day I wake up grateful that you gave me another chance. At least I thought you had.
I want to.
Wanting's no use. None of it's any use if you can't forgive me.
I did forgive you. I do.
No. Not if you can still think like this, you don't.
Ruth, I do. Of course I do.
Stop it, David. Don't say any more. That's what happened before. You'll say what you think I want to hear just to make everything okay. If you say you forgive me, you have to mean it. This time, you have to mean it. So take your time. When you're ready, I can wait.
So, Mr. Taylor, let's talk some more about your relationship with Mrs. Perks.
I'll tell you again, there is no truth in any of the lies she's told you.
You'd worked together for some time, but became friends in the autumn of 2004, is that right?
I suppose so. It was a long time ago.
You're claiming you don't remember?
No, it's... I'm just surprised you've been wasting police time tracking down my old girlfriends.
So you admit she was your girlfriend?
If you could call it that.
What would you call it?
Well, like you said, we worked together. She had a bit of a thing for me. Her boyfriend was away, Christmas was coming, she was feeling lonely. You can guess the rest.
Are you saying sexual intercourse took place?
Yeah, why not? I was unattached, and she was certainly old enough to know what she was doing.
So you're saying this was consensual sex?
Well, I didn't have much choice. Couldn't keep her hands off me.
That's not what she's saying.
I'm sure it isn't.
She's saying you raped her.
I bet she is.
You're not surprised?
Well, of course not. It's her alibi. She was frightened, wasn't she?
Of you?
No. Of losing her boyfriend. That he might finish it for good when he came back and found out she'd been playing around. This was her cover story.
But why would she need one? Who'd know?
Everyone. We were in the village play together. People couldn't help noticing. Like, she was always finding excuses to spend time with me. You ask anyone, it was embarrassing.
You're saying she initiated the relationship?
Oh, yeah, she did all the running. I wasn't going to turn it down when it was handed me on a plate, was I?
Mrs. Perks says it was you who was lonely and she felt sorry for you.
No, it was her. To be honest, she was a bit desperate for my liking. Well, perhaps that's... I made that a bit too clear. She's just getting back at me. I can't believe she's still so bothered.
So you're suggesting her accusation is also a form of revenge because you rejected her?
It wouldn't surprise me. You know she got her ex to come around and beat me up. And that's what she's like. She's obsessive.
Who are you saying attacked you?
Sid Perks. You might want to do him for assault.
Because she told him you'd raped her?
I presume so. He's a nasty piece of work, though. There's some real Neanderthals in those little villages, you know. Threatened to bring his mates round, too, if I didn't leave. I had to pack up my job, my home, everything.
That's why you left?
Yeah, wouldn't you?
I'm so excited about it.
Good. That was the idea.
Well, the thing is, we have got to consider little Rory now. And Brian's got this idea that he can just take him over to stay with Bridget.
Yes, yes, he did mention it.
And I really don't think that's very sensible. Do you? I mean, we've only just got him settled. It'd be so disruptive for him.
Perhaps.
So, I did wonder, and I know how fond you and Ian are of Rory. Darling, could you possibly come and stay here that weekend? I'd feel so much happier. Look, it'd be more convenient for you for work, and I'm sure Ian wouldn't mind.
It's not that. We've already offered last week.
Oh, but then...
Brian turned us down.
But I don't understand. He never said anything to me.
He wouldn't, would he? Oh, come on, Mum. We both know why Brian wouldn't want his son staying with Ian and me.
Oh, darling, I'm sure that's not the case.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to upset you.
I can't believe Brian would do that to you.
But I can't change how he feels.
After everything you've done for me, for the farm, Alice...
I know. After all this time, he still can't accept me.
Oh, sweetheart. That's not true. It's just...
Yeah, his age, his upbringing, I know.
I'm not trying to excuse him.
But I can't. This is about me, Mum. Even if he thought that about every other gay guy he knew, couldn't he make an exception for me?
I'll speak to him.
No, Mum, don't. It won't make any difference. I don't want to spoil your holiday.
No, you won't. But I'm still going to speak to him. I've let too many things go without speaking out. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Don't put up with it, Brenda. Seriously, you've earned it. Enjoy it. All right, then. Yeah, I'll see you later. Bye. Honestly, man, you're better off without them.
Just as well, in my case.
Oh, I didn't mean you. Have you seen Ed since Friday?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it, not tonight. What's up with Brenda, then?
Oh, Tom, up to his old tricks.
What, two-timing her?
Oh, he doesn't have to do that to upset you. You can have a real mean streak, Tom. I could have warned her.
Well, I think you did, didn't you? What's he done now?
Oh, she's just finished a work experience with Matt Crawford.
Oh, yeah, she'll be back at uni, won't she?
Yeah, but Matt's really pleased with her. Gave her a bonus and a couple of bottles of champagne.
Wow, I wish Sid would do that.
Well, you'd think Tom would be pleased to have such a clever girlfriend.
You think he'd be pleased to help her spend the bonus and drink the champagne?
Exactly. But no, he had to start picking holes in his deal she'd done for Matt.
Huh.
Matt's so impressed with Brenda, he's offered her a permanent placement every holiday.
Lucky girl.
And another thing for Tom to be jealous of.
Oh, I think you're a bit hard on him.
Well, not much of a contest, is it? Flipping sausages in a smelly old burger van or swanning round a boardroom.
Well, won't she have any time to help Tom?
Not much. And it might put pay to his master plan to take her into the business.
Ah, poor Tom.
Poor Tom?
Well, I think that's sweet.
Sweet? It's cheap labour, Fallon. We've both been there.
Still, I wish I had a boyfriend who wanted to work with me. In fact, I wish I had a boyfriend, full stop.
Oh, I've told you, Ed'll come round.
Oh, yeah, when?
Oh, come on, he loves spending time with you.
Is that right? Then why is he out on a date with another girl?
Hey, good boy.
Oh, hello, darling. Thought you might be in here.
I was going to come to the house in a bit.
That's all right. Oh, you're having a moment with Spearmint.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him.
We all will. But he'll be fine up at the stables with Tolly.
Yeah, I'm taking him tomorrow.
Well, that seems sensible. Get it out of the way.
Oh, I'd like to have left it till a bit later in the week, but I've got so much to do.
Well, I'm sure you have. Anyway, I'll leave you to make your fond farewells.
Oh, no, oh, wait, just a minute, Mum.
Mm-hmm.
There was something I wanted to ask you.
Yeah?
Well, you do know Adam's going to drive me to the airport.
That's settled, is it? Only your father did offer you.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, well, it just seemed easier.
Does it?
Well, as I'm living there and with my luggage and everything, I can start loading the car as soon as I like on Friday.
Well, that's true.
It seems silly to bring it all down here.
Well, I hope you're still going to find time to pop in and say goodbye.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yes.
Oh, would you like to come too?
To the airport?
Well, yeah, there'd be room.
Oh, yes, darling, I'd love to. Oh, thank you for asking me.
It's all right. I want you to come.
Oh, give me a hug. Oh, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you too. Oh.
Well, I'm glad that's sorted.
Oh, that's good.
Darling, if I am coming, I was just wondering...
Alice, I saw your car in the yard. I'm glad I caught you.
Yeah, well, Adam and Ian are expecting me for supper stuff.
It's just a little thing. Only, you know, I offered to take you to the airport yesterday. Mm-hmm. I wondered if you thought any more about it.
Yeah, don't worry. Adam's taking me.
Oh. Oh, I see. But it'd be no trouble.
It makes things easier, darling, because of the luggage.
But I don't mind coming up.
Yeah, honestly, it's fine. But thanks for the offer. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Mum.
Yes, good.
Well, can't you even stay for a cup of tea?
Yeah, I better not. See you.
Well, that's a bit of a disappointment.
It probably is more practical.
Practical wasn't really the point.
Oh, don't be too downhearted. She's asked if I want to go with her.
What, to the airport?
Yes. Didn't think she would.
Oh, lucky you.
Oh, Brian.
I'm assuming the invitation didn't extend to me.
Actually, I was going to suggest it when you came over.
Oh, I see.
So there is still hope. Don't give up yet.
Mm. It wasn't very tactful of Adam, was it?
I'm sorry?
I'm just saying he might have been a bit more thoughtful.
Thoughtful? I don't think it's Adam who hasn't been thoughtful lately.
What's that supposed to mean?
Brian, you and I need to have a little talk.
So that's the story. You're seeing another woman. So much for your theory that you can't live without me.
I didn't quite say that, did I?
Oh, well, thanks. Cook a girl when she's down.
I just think you're blowing this out of all proportion.
Kirsty, he's out on a date.
Yeah? With Jazza.
There are some girls involved, I believe.
All right, then. A double blind date with Jazza.
I know who he's with. You don't have to keep telling me.
Oh, apparently I do. Have you seen the kind of girls Jazzanok's about with? Can you imagine what their friends are like?
That's not the point. He's out on a date. Why would he do that unless he was looking for someone? Someone who's not me.
Because Jazza asked him to. Oh, lads will do anything for their mates, especially if there's beer involved.
Unless those mates are girls they're supposed to have a pact with. We said we weren't going to see anyone else.
He isn't. He's doing Jazza a favour. Oh, I bet Jazza never even asked him. Just told the girl he'd bring someone for a friend.
Well,
I'm right, aren't I? It was probably the only way he could get her to agree to go out with him.
I suppose. He didn't take much persuading, though.
Look, if I was going out on a date with Jazza, I'd want to bring a friend with me. For protection.
That's a fair point.
Of course it is. Safety in numbers.
They don't change the way I feel. I just can't bear to think of Edward with another girl, whatever she's like.
Well, you see, if you'd followed my excellent advice...
I tried. I gave him the birthday present. He just didn't get the point of it, that's all. So I'm going to have to try again, aren't I?
Yep.
If it means spelling out how I feel, then I'm just going to have to go for it.
I can't believe you thought dumping Rory on Bridget like a parcel would be a good idea.
I didn't. She'll want to see him.
And she will, when we take him over properly. But after all Adam's done for us, Brian, how could you?
I just thought...
Oh, you didn't think at all. How could you hurt Adam's feelings like this? After all the support he's given you over these past few months.
Look, it's not my fault he's made assumptions. I never said anything
about... Oh, don't patronise me, Brian. Don't you see? He feels as if you've just thrown everything right back in his face. You've got to resolve this. His family's fractured enough. You need all the allies you can get.
Look, I didn't mean to upset him. Truly, I didn't. It's just...
Well, what? I mean, tell me. I want to understand.
Jenny, it's an instinctive reaction. I can't hide it. It just doesn't feel right.
Well, what doesn't? I mean, you can't possibly think Adam and Ian would harm Rory in any way.
No, of course I don't.
Well, then...
No, I know he'd be perfectly safe. More than that, he'd have a great time.
Well, of course he would. They adore him.
I know, and he adores them. That's the problem.
Oh, now you really have lost me.
I'm sorry, but two men living as partners...
Two people who love each other very much.
I don't doubt that, and good luck to them. But they just aren't the kind of role models I want for my son. Got to be confusing for him.
I don't see why.
Well, they share a bed. He may notice that.
No, he won't think anything of it. You're seeing a problem where none exists.
Am I? I mean, he's already living with his old father.
Oh, Brian.
With a family of step-siblings and half-siblings.
Oh, as if he knows the difference.
Including one half-sister who moved out of the house the minute he moved in.
He's loved Brian.
Yeah, but he's 4 years old. I mean, isn't his life mixed up enough already?
There's nothing mixed up about Adam and Ian. All he will notice is that they're a lot of fun to be with.
Yeah, well, that's another thing.
Oh, you don't want him to have fun now.
Of course I do. I wish he could have more of it with me. I mean, I see Adam and Ian running about playing football. All their energy. I can't keep up, Jenny.
I wish you could have talked to Adam about this.
Why? So he could think I was pathetic as well as a closet homophobe?
No. So he could understand. He just thinks you don't love him.
Well, of course I do. He was my first boy. I could run about with him.
Well, tell him that. It's that boy you need to talk to.
I don't want to fall out with him over this.
Well, then don't. By the end of the week... Adam is the only child we're going to have left at home. And if you don't want to ruin things with him too...
No, of course I don't. All right. He and Ian can look after Rory.
Thank you.
But you tell him, darling, that... I'm not sure I want to have this conversation with him. Not just yet.
All right.
But promise me you'll try and stop seeing this as confusing for Rory.
Yeah, I'll try.
Adam really cares for him. Love is love, Brian. And that child needs all that he can get, doesn't he?
Oh, Fallon, give us a drink quickly.
Ed, I didn't expect to see you tonight.
No, back so soon.
I couldn't stand another minute of it. Where's that drink?
I'll get it. Pint, is it?
Yeah, at least. Thanks, Kirsty.
So you didn't have a good time?
Do I look like I had a good time?
I've seen you look happier. Bad date?
It wasn't a date. Like, I was doing Jazza a favour.
Told you so.
What?
Take no notice of her. So, what went wrong?
Well, everything. I mean, I wasn't expecting much.
Weren't you?
Just thought it might be a bit of a laugh.
But it wasn't?
It definitely wasn't funny. Not funny at all.
Well, that's the problem with blind dates. Stick to what you know. That's my advice.
Kirsty.
I mean, Jazza bigged his girl up something proper. Thought a friend might have something going for her.
But she didn't.
No. You talk about a dog.
You can't always judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, you can. This was a horror story. I mean, I've had better conversations with the cows. And they could give her a run for the money in the looks department, come to think of it.
She can't have been that bad.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, I haven't got anything less than that. Do you want a drink, Fran?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm all right.
So how did you manage to escape from this fascinating creature?
Well, I told her I had to be up early in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's true.
Didn't she want to see you again, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, she asked for my number and that.
So what did you do?
Made one up.
Oh, brilliant.
As long as she doesn't track you down.
Yeah, sniff me out more like. No, I definitely don't want to see her again. I'm not sure I want to see Jazza again either, come to think of it.
Well, I hope it hasn't put you off women forever.
It's put me off dating for good.
Oh, really?
I reckon me and Fallon had the right idea.
Did we?
Yeah, with that pact.
Oh, that.
Look, I've had more fun in here in 5 minutes than I had all night with that girl.
Just what you wanted to hear.
Right, well, I'm just going to go and text Jazza about this false number. Like, show me a minute, my reception's rubbish in here.
Oh, okay. Brilliant. That's just brilliant.
So the pack's back on. But well, at least you won't be going on any more blind dates.
Leave it, Kirsty. Just don't say anything.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello. What are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd just pop over and see how you were.
Ah, you were supposed to be helping Shula get things ready for Jill's party.
Yeah, I have been. But she told me I was just getting in her way, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should have got back to Emma then.
Well, she calls herself a catering manager. Let her cater.
Does she? Who to?
Yeah, well, this new boyfriend of hers. At least that's what I gather. But anyway, don't change the subject. How are you?
Hmm? Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah,
you heard anything from the police yet?
Well, they're only charging him this afternoon. He may not even be in court yet.
But she definitely said she'd call, yeah?
Oh, yeah, she's very nice, their liaison officer.
Oh, such a relief they're charging him with both rapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they believed you, Kathy. I always knew they would.
Yeah, it is a relief. But he still might get bail.
She told you that was very unlikely.
Yeah, but I'll still be happier when I know for certain.
Hopefully it won't be long, eh?
Kenton, what a nice surprise.
Oh, Mum, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you for your card.
Oh, I'm going to give you your present tonight.
Lovely. So, are you having a good day?
I am.
Phil took me for a delicious lunch, and we've just done the treetop walk.
Ah, the colours are wonderful at the moment.
And I thought I'd pop in here for some chocolates to give Shula.
You got it the wrong way round, Mum. We're supposed to be giving you the presents.
Just a little thank you.
He is a beautiful animal.
He is, isn't he? I think we've got a good one here.
Seems very placid.
Well, he's settled in very well, considering what a long journey we had.
He's had the night to settle in.
Yeah.
When are you planning to take him down to the cows?
Well, I think we should keep him in the yard for another day, just till he gets used to us.
The kids will be pleased. They were really disappointed they didn't get to see him last night.
Well, I saw him this morning.
Not for long enough. It was all I could do to get Pip off to school.
Listen, love, I want to talk to you. I've been thinking.
Oh, who's this?
Oh, looks like Dad. I wonder what he wants.
To meet our new bull, of course.
Oh, hi, Kenton. Is Mum here?
Over there. Kathy's helping her choose some chocolates for Shula.
How is she? I know today's a big day for her.
Putting her brave face in it, you know, Kathy. Oh,
apparently I don't. I feel really bad I didn't realise what had happened at the time.
Oh, you feel bad. Imagine what I felt like. Ah, Mum, you've chosen something at last.
Yes. Kathy is gift-wrapping it for me. Oh. Very kind of her.
All part of the service. Do you want to come and have a cup of tea, Mum? We can collect the chocolates later.
Yeah, well, I should. Wrapping's an art form with Kathy. You could be here for hours.
Well, I hope she's not going to too much trouble. Is she okay, love?
Yeah, she's fine.
A bit tired, perhaps.
Why do you ask?
She seemed rather distracted. I wondered if something was worrying her.
Well, I've been very busy.
Yes, and, you know, she's so conscientious.
You look after her, Kenton.
Don't worry, Mum. I intend to.
So I would ask that Mr. Taylor's request for bail be denied on the following grounds. He has a history of frequent changes of identity and a deed of address. Consequently, I would submit he constitutes a very real flight risk. He is currently of no fixed abode. He is staying in a local bed and breakfast boarding house. I assume your honour will agree that such temporary lodgings are not suitable as a bail address. Taking into account the very serious nature of the charges against him, granting bail at this time would be highly inappropriate and indeed positively reckless. Your Honour may well think there are clearly substantial grounds for believing that Mr. Taylor would fail to surrender to custody were he to be admitted to bail for these most serious offences. I therefore strongly represent that Mr. Taylor's request for bail be denied.
Pleased your dad liked the bull?
Yeah, took him long enough to say so, though.
Yeah.
Kids will be home soon, and I need to speak to you properly.
Right. Key?
Listen, I had a long time to think while I was on the road yesterday, and I've planned what I need to say, and I want to tell you while I still have it straight in my head.
You sure you don't want to go inside?
No, this feels right. This is our life, isn't it? The children, and the farm, and our plans for the future.
For the future?
Yes, of course. This is all too precious and wonderful and good to throw away over a bit of hurt male pride.
I never thought it was just that.
It wasn't just that, but it was a part of it. And that was the part that I was still having trouble with, and I can see that now.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
No, I did what you did. I faced the truth. You preferred another man to me, and I haven't quite been able to get over that.
But I didn't. Not in the end. I don't know that I ever did. It seems like madness.
Well, you had your reasons. And some of them were my fault.
I want us to move on from all that.
So do I.
I thought we had.
Well, we couldn't, could we? Not until I admitted to myself how shaken I was.
Oh, David.
You preferred another man to me, and when you wanted this operation, well, it made me think you might again.
I never would. I promise you. You have to believe me.
I do.
Truly?
Truly. I know how sorry you are. I'm sorry too.
You don't have to be. Just forgive me.
I do. I really do.
Oh, thank God. I've just been so... so...
Oh, hey. Don't cry. Don't cry.
I've just been so frightened. So scared that what I've done couldn't be put right.
Well, we'll do better than that. We'll be stronger. When I think how close I came to losing...
Don't.
I love you.
I love you too.
Don't take any notice of him. He's just jealous.
Ah. I wonder if I should go and rescue Mum from Bert.
He's not reciting her a birthday poem, is he?
No, that comes later.
Oh, thanks for the warning.
He won a ploughing match today.
What, another one? How many more are there?
Not many, I hope. I've had all the details twice.
Well, I can't see what the attraction is.
He did win 30 quid.
Really? Well, I just thought it was for the glory.
I think it is for Bert. He's more pleased he's catching up with his chief rival.
Yeah, maybe I should take it up again.
Again?
Well, I used to be very good.
With your toy plough in the back garden.
You don't give me credit for anything. What do you think of the decorations?
I think they're absolutely lovely.
Yeah, thank you.
Shula's got such good taste.
I helped her.
When? You seem to have been at Lower Loxley for most of the day. Not that I blame you.
No.
Can't be easy for you either. You're being a real support to her.
Thanks. I hope I am.
It's... well, it's no mean feat.
I have to bite my tongue sometimes.
When?
When I feel like describing in great detail just what I like to do if I ever got my hands on him.
You could tell Nigel. He's come up with a few ideas.
Well, doesn't help Kathy, though, does it?
Not really. Where is she? She has come, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah. She's just fixing her face.
Has she heard anything from the police yet?
No, she hasn't. I think it's starting to worry her.
Well, I should have thought no news was good news.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, they'd want to tell her quickly if he had got bail, but if he hasn't...
Good point. I might...
Oh, good. David and Ruth have arrived at last.
Yeah, they are late, aren't they? Oh, now, look at that. Isn't that sweet?
I think David can probably let go of her. I don't think she's going to run away.
Don't knock it, sis. Let's just leave them to it, eh?
Hi, Mum. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, darling. Yeah. Happy birthday, Jill.
Here's your present.
Oh, not exactly a surprise. I'm afraid the shape is a bit of a giveaway.
We did try to wrap it so you couldn't tell.
You did a good job. I can't imagine what it is at all.
You don't like it, we've still got the receipt.
David, let her at least look at it first.
I'm sure I shall like it, whatever it is. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, thank you. What a thoughtful gift.
It was Ruth's idea.
I just thought if you're travelling long haul, you really do need decent hand luggage.
But this is designer. I should feel like a film star.
It's quite practical, though. It's got all sorts of clever little compartments and things.
That's what David liked about it.
And sweet little wheels as well.
Well, you'll be changing planes.
Yeah, and queuing.
Don't put her off.
I should stand and admire this. It'll probably get me an upgrade. It's really beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm having a lovely day.
Oh, the party's hardly started yet.
Sorry we were a bit late.
Couldn't tear yourselves away from your new bull, I suppose.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm surprised you managed to get rid of your father.
So were we.
Oh, we can't blame him, really. It is exciting.
Yeah, it's a new start.
Lots of new starts this week, then. Isn't it your hospital appointment tomorrow?
Yeah, it is. Sweet of you to remember.
It was a bit nerve-wracking.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's the right decision.
I think you're very brave.
Oh, I'm not. I'll have David there to hold me hand, so I'll be fine.
Elizabeth, have you seen Kenton?
Yeah, he's just gone to fetch Mum's present.
Oh, has he been waiting for me? I'm sorry.
Don't worry, there's a queue. She's having a wonderful time.
Well, I didn't mean to take so long,
but... Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I've just heard from the police.
Morning, that's police, ladies and gents.
Kenton, Kathy's just heard... What on earth is that? Yes,
can't guess, can you? Kathy did a brilliant job of wrapping it.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, it looks lovely, but I can still see it's a suitcase, a very large suitcase. Yeah,
well, don't tell Mum, she might not notice.
I thought David and Ruth were buying her luggage.
Yeah, hand luggage.
You certainly couldn't get that in the overhead locker.
What's the trouble with Dave? I've no imagination. Well, she's going to be away for ages. Well, she needs something substantial.
She could set up house in that.
Yeah, exactly. Can't wait to give it to her.
Mum, could we just wait a minute, love, please?
Kathy's heard from the police.
What do they say?
He hasn't got bail.
Yes! Oh, darling, that is fantastic.
So pleased for you. Mwah. You must be so relieved.
Oh, I am. I hadn't realised quite how much I've been worrying about it. But when she told me...
You don't have to worry anymore.
But he can appeal.
Look, if they've turned him down once, why would they change their minds?
Well, that's what the liaison officer said.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, she told me something else as well. Even though he's been charged, they still have some inquiries to carry out. So they may be back up here interviewing people.
Oh, me this time, I hope. I'll be feeling quite left out.
It's not quite as much fun as you might think.
No. And after they put Sid through the mill, well, I wonder who else I'll want to speak to.
Tony's found this angling club he hopes they might get the children interested in.
Oh, that's good. I know he and Mike were finding it all a bit much to cope with.
Yeah, and this one does seem particularly family-orientated.
Mm, ideal, then.
Yeah, they even have a Mother's and Grandmother's Day.
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't tell Emma.
George is a bit young to go fishing.
Wouldn't matter to her. It'd be another thing she'd have me doing while she's out with her boyfriend.
Are you getting landed with a lot of babysitting?
I don't mind that so much.
Oh, but you must be a bit stretched here now Amy's gone.
Yeah. I love looking after George. It's just...
Don't you like the new boyfriend?
I don't know. I've never met him.
Oh, I see.
Don't you think that's odd?
No, not particularly. My children like to keep me well away from their love lives.
Oh, it's more complicated than that. One of the reasons I've never met him is that they've never taken George out together.
Which is why you have to have him so much.
Mm. I think that's strange. He spends a lot of time with Will's girlfriend.
Oh, yes, but she's got children of her own, hasn't she?
Suppose he doesn't like kids. I mean, that's not a good start, is it?
Maybe Emma doesn't see this as a long-term relationship. Then it wouldn't matter, would it?
Oh, I'm not having George all the time so she can have a fling.
It's early days.
I mean, he hasn't so much as picked her up from the house.
Oh, it could be a reason.
Yeah. She doesn't want me to meet him.
Oh, Susan. But you think you're reading too much into this.
Well, something's not right. Oh, Neil says all I want to do is check him for tattoos and piercings.
Well, there is that, of course.
So you think I'm being paranoid too?
I think this is the first boyfriend Emma's had since she split up with Ed.
Yes. Oh, hello, Cathy.
Hi.
Oh, Cathy, I was hoping to run into you.
Were you?
Ah, don't need to look so worried. It's just about Jamie and the fishing club.
Oh, look, why don't we go outside to talk? Sit by the pond. It's a lovely day.
I don't know why they give you an appointment and then you still have to wait.
People overrun.
Well, they should build that into the system.
You worried about getting back to the potatoes?
No, of course not. I'm worried about you getting nervous.
I'm okay. But it wasn't ideal timing, the co-op sending the harvester today.
Always the way, isn't it? Well, at least it comes with a driver. We don't have that to worry about.
Lucky Bert could give us a hand with the hauling.
Yeah, he's in such a good mood. Coming out of Jimmy Prentice again yesterday.
He did pull back a lot of points.
Yeah. He's got the South Borsetshire Cup in his sights again.
Oh, bless him.
Anyway, there might not be that much crop to haul, not with the blight we had early on.
Not much we could do about that, was there? The ground was too wet to spray.
No.
At least we've got a crop to harvest. We're luckier than some.
Yeah, we've got a lot to be thankful for at the moment.
Ruth Archer.
Hi.
I'm ready for you now if you'd like to come this way, Ruth.
So, at the end of their open day, we thought it'd be nice if everyone came back to Bridge Farm for a barbecue.
Oh, I see.
Mike will be pleased about that. He was a bit doubtful at first.
Was he?
No, Mike. He thought it'd be even more work. Tony had to convince him that
look,
it would.
Look, Pat, I'll help with the barbecue. I'd love to.
Oh, well, thank you. Only I thought you'd be sure to be taking Jamie, so...
Yeah, could we talk about the details later?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be going on.
Oh, it's not that. Only I've got something to tell you, and I just might lose my nerve if I don't get on with it.
As you're probably aware, the reconstruction I would recommend would be the Dieppe flap.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
It is the most up-to-date.
That's usually a good thing, isn't it?
And I think it would be particularly appropriate for you, Ruth.
Because no muscles taken?
Oh, you have been doing your homework.
Still, I'd appreciate you going through it with us again.
Oh, of course. Basically, we should be taking skin and fat from the stomach area.
Well, that sounds promising.
Which we'll use to form the new breast. Obviously, this needs a blood supply, so we used to take muscle to transport it.
Seems a bit drastic.
Well, some patients weren't that bothered.
Really?
No. When I told them that they might not be able to do sit-ups again, they were positively relieved.
But that's no good for me.
No, indeed. I don't want to compromise your physical strength any more than it has been already.
But you still need the blood vessels.
Of course.
Right.
But we've developed a technique for simply filleting them out.
Ooh. Filleting?
Sounds nasty.
Not really. I'll explain it in more detail later. I'll admit, it does make it a trickier and lengthier operation.
How long?
6 to 8 hours.
I was expecting something like that.
But the advantage is that the recovery time is quicker.
Because you haven't taken the muscle?
Well, that's right. I don't want to mislead you. You'll still need to spend a week in hospital.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Are you?
Yeah, you'll get some peace and quiet in here.
A week? Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
And I'm afraid that's only the beginning of the recovery process.
Yes, of course. Don't want to rush things.
You'll need help in the house for at least a month.
That won't be a problem.
And you won't be able to go back to farming for a minimum of 3 months.
3 months?
I'm afraid so. Didn't you realise it would be so long?
I was hoping 3 months was a maximum.
I'm afraid not. It's still a big operation. You must have time to heal properly.
Of course you must. That's fine, Ruth.
Are you sure?
I need to know that you'll take the proper time.
I see.
We don't think of this as true cosmetic surgery, but it is an operation that you don't have to have.
3 months is a long time.
So you do need to think it through.
It's your decision, love, but you seemed so sure before.
Well...
If this is what you want, then don't worry about the farm. We'll cope. It's not an issue.
I do think it'll be worth it.
Of course it will.
I have to say that the great majority of my patients who have had this operation have never regretted it. But every individual case is different. It's entirely up to you.
Right.
So, I'll tell you a bit more about the surgery. Oh, don't look so worried, Mr. Archer. Oh.
It's all right. I'll catch you if you faint.
So, they've charged him now. With both rapes.
Oh, Kathy, thank goodness. That must be such a weight off your mind.
Well, in a way. Only it means they'll be able to resume their inquiries.
Oh, I should hope so. Lord knows what else they might uncover.
No, I meant inquiries into my case.
Is there much more you can tell them?
Not me so much. Other people.
Oh, I see.
They might want to interview you.
I suppose they might. Good.
You don't mind?
I'd be glad to help put him away.
Yeah.
And support you. Surely you'd know that.
I wasn't sure.
Why ever not?
I thought you might blame me.
Blame you?
Well, for what happened to that other poor woman.
Oh, no, Kathy, no, no, no.
What if I'd gone to the police?
What happened to her is entirely Owen or Taylor or whatever he calls himself's responsibility. It is not your fault.
If I'd gone to the police in the first place, he wouldn't have been able to do it again.
You can't know that.
I can't stop thinking about it.
You must. It won't help anyone.
I could have stopped this.
No, you couldn't. The state he'd left you in, it was all part of what he'd done to you. This is all down to him.
You wanted me to go to the police?
At first. Till I realised the damage he'd done.
I just couldn't.
I know.
You'd have gone. In the same situation, you would have gone.
I don't know.
I knew I should. But there was Jamie.
Of course. I was taking every ounce of your courage, keeping things together for him. I knew that.
I couldn't have him find out.
And he was your priority. Not another anonymous victim.
No. But she's not anonymous now, though, is she?
No. But you're helping her.
Maybe.
There's no maybe about it. It sounds to me like it was you going to the police that meant they were able to charge him properly.
Perhaps.
Kathy, he was on bail before. You clinched it. It was very brave of you.
Brave?
Don't you see what it means? That you were able to do it this time. He hasn't defeated you.
Well,
you came back. You didn't think you would.
It was still hard.
Yes, but you did it. You're the woman I always knew you were. Only stronger.
The coffee doesn't get any better in this place, does it?
Oh, I think I could do something a bit stronger.
Yeah, I saw you going green round the gills.
Oh, do you blame me?
That's why I thought it might be a good idea to get some sort of stimulant into you before we go home.
No gory details, I wish.
It wasn't that bad.
Ruth, you said they were going to open you up from hip to hip and move your belly button.
I never much liked it where it was.
Oh, don't know how you can joke about it.
Because it will be worth it.
Are you sure? Opening you up again?
Only along the mastectomy scar.
Only?
You aren't worried it might start the cancer up?
No, told you I wasn't.
It won't hide anything if it does come back.
Ruth, don't, please. I've had to sit through a lot of conversations about you being cut open to. You know, you don't have to put a brave face on this.
Are you getting cold feet?
No. It's just... Well, when you said that you were doing this for me...
For me too. For both of us.
Yeah, but I just started to wonder, is that because I didn't make you feel attractive enough after your first operation?
No, of course not. You were great. It was me that had the problem.
You know, I just thought that perhaps that might have been part of the reason for, you know, the Sam situation.
Oh, David, no.
If I didn't give you that confidence...
I didn't give it to myself. It wasn't your fault. Oh, we've talked about this.
Yeah, I know. But there's something I still need to say.
Go on.
Just want you to know, before you go ahead with this, that you're the sexiest woman in the world to me.
Well, that's nice to know.
I don't care if you've got one breast or two. I still fancy you rotten.
I think that's probably the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
There. I think that's everything.
Well, I hope so. I don't think I can get much more in the car. I suppose Mum will just about be able to squash in. Shall we get down there?
Yeah, in a minute. It's not a rush.
Well, there is a bit, if we want to get to the airport in good time.
Yeah, Adam, not everyone wants to be camping out there the day before like you do.
Yeah, security takes so long these days.
We've got plenty of time. I just don't want to be hanging around at Home Farm for ages.
I wouldn't hold your breath. Mum's bound to have a few last-minute presents for you to take to Kate and Nolly and Sipo.
Well, that's not what I'm worried about. It's Dad.
Oh, I see.
Well, I do want to be adult about this.
I know you do.
I just don't want to leave, you know, with an atmosphere.
Of course.
He's so pushy. Wanted to take me to the airport and everything.
You can't blame him.
Yeah, maybe. I think he wants some big reconciliation scene.
And you don't?
Yeah, well, it's not that easy.
I know.
Things have moved on a lot. I think I understand a little better.
You've been great.
But I still just can't...
Forgive him?
No. I don't think I can. Not yet.
Yeah, it'll take time.
You know, I don't want to be horrible, but I don't want to pretend either.
No.
You know, that was what was wrong with our family, wasn't it? Pretending everything was fine when it wasn't.
Well, that's what's wrong with a lot of families.
You know, I don't want to. Not anymore.
Frank, if I don't get that full English soon, I'll come in and do it myself.
Emma! Hello, stranger.
Callum! What are you doing here?
Oh, believe it or not, I was hungry. What's the point? What are you doing here?
Well, I work here.
Do you? So this is the heady world of entertainment and retail, is it?
Oh, did I say that?
You sure did.
Yeah, well, I'm more like the assistant manager, really.
And the lettings manager. You are a busy girl.
No, really, I am. Well, Kenton!
It's all right, Em.
Kenton, he's the owner, he'll tell you.
Don't worry, everyone talks their job up, I know I do.
Really?
Well, only when I really care what people are going to think of me. I think it's sweet.
What is it, Em? You need me?
No, Rem, not anymore.
Hi, I'm Callum.
Ah, the famous boyfriend.
Oh, she talks about me, does she?
Not that much, don't get cocky.
All the time.
No, it's nice to meet you, mate. Emma was just telling me what she does here.
Well, for most of the day, she's been shouting at Frank. And she does that very well.
Kenton's such a joker.
I can see that.
No, she's my right-hand woman, aren't you, Em?
I don't know what I'd do without her.
Thank you.
There you are. Wish my boss was as nice about me.
I know, she's a treasure. My only regret is that she can't work full time. But then, you know, she will spend her time with that other man in her
he
life.
He means my other boss.
Do I?
With my other job.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. The great lettings manager.
Lettings manager?
Yeah, for Ruth and David's holiday cottage.
Oh, only the one now, is it?
Yeah, for now, but I'd like to take on more.
Well, I can see I've got myself a real career to go here.
Look, there's a table for you in the window, Callum. Let me go and get these breakfasts from Frank and I'll bring over a menu, yeah?
Well, I wish they'd hurry up. I need some time with her.
Well, if you come to the airport...
Time alone. So much I need to say.
I know, darling. Well, I'm sure they'll be here soon. Adam likes to get to the airport in plenty of time.
Here we are.
At last. Thought you'd got lost.
Alice is taking everything but the kitchen sink.
No, I'm not, Adam. You do exaggerate.
Well, anyway, you're here now.
So, you ready, Mum?
Oh, not quite. I've got one or two little presents for Kate and the children.
Yeah. What did I tell you?
Oh, Mum, my case is pretty full.
Oh, they're tiny.
Well, where are they?
Oh, they're in my bedroom. Won't take me a minute to fetch them. Adam?
Uh-huh?
Give me a hand.
Well, how many are there?
Oh, not that many. Just, they're a little bit fiddly, really.
Yeah. All right. Don't worry, Alice. We shan't be long.
Don't be.
So, I bet you're excited, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
You'll give everyone my love, won't you?
Yeah, of course. Look, I think I might just go and see if Mum and Adam...
No, darling. Wait, please. I know you didn't want me to drive you to the airport.
Well, it's much easier to ask Adam to do it.
I know, but I would still like to come and see you off properly.
Dad, no, there isn't room in the car.
Well, that doesn't matter. I can follow behind, can't I?
Oh, hadn't you got to pick Rory up from school? He wouldn't be back in time.
Well, I could easily give Elizabeth a ring.
Look, please. I'd rather you didn't.
Oh, I see.
Oh, we can say goodbye here. Let's not make a big deal out of it.
But it is a big deal to me, Alice. I really don't want you to go before we've made our peace.
Dad.
I know you're still upset with me, but...
Look, I don't want to leave like this either.
No?
But I can't help the way I feel. I'm sorry.
Darling, please. If there's anything that I can say or do...
Dad, you're crowding me.
I don't mean to.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But you really hurt me.
I know. And I'm so, so sorry. You know I am.
Yeah, but that doesn't make everything right again.
Oh, Alice.
I'm not being horrible. I'm just telling you the truth. Like I wish you'd told me.
But you were my little girl.
Yeah, but I'm not anymore. Am I?
You see, it's not so much.
No, she'll just need another suitcase.
Oh, don't be silly, Adam. Of course you won't.
I better go and make some room in my case.
We can do that on the way. We need to get on. You never know what the traffic's going to be like.
Yeah, okay. Bye, Dad.
Goodbye, darling.
Come on then, Mum.
Right, we're coming. Brian, are you coming?
No. It's too complicated. You go. See her off. Don't worry about me.
Oh, are you going?
Unfortunately, yes. I have to get back to my own fictional job and make-believe colleagues.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Well, you know where I work now?
Yeah.
So, do you think you'll come again?
Well, maybe. I mean, the food's really good.
I had a word with the chef.
And this is very fit, waitress.
Assistant catering manager.
Oh, yes, sorry, I forgot. Assistant catering manager. Much too important to give one of her customers a kiss, I suppose.
Well, it's nearly time for a break.
Hey, you two. Oh. Come on, that. This isn't like kind of establishment,
sorry.
You
know?
He was just going.
Yeah, I'll give you a call later, shall I?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, bye. Nice to meet you, Kenton.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. Oh, I really like him.
Yeah, I gathered that.
Thanks for backing me up about the job.
Oh, that's all right.
I know it was silly. Making out it was more than it was.
Well, I can understand you wanted to impress him.
I did. Well, the first time I met him anyway.
Yeah, we've all embellished a few stories in our time.
Yeah.
Or left stuff out.
Well, you don't have to tell everyone everything the first time you meet him, do you?
Yeah, maybe not the first time, but... Emma, I think perhaps you and I should have a little chat, hmm?
I think it's time I went through. Oh, darling, can't you stay just a little bit longer?
It is going to take her a long time to get through security.
Adam, you're obsessed.
I'm realistic. Look at those cues.
Well, I don't want to miss the plane now, do I? Anyway, let's not do the big goodbye scene.
All right. I'll try.
It's not as if I'm going away forever.
No, but you're going for quite a long time.
She'll be back before you know it, Mum.
I'm going to miss you so much.
Well, you can ring me and text, or come out again.
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, you'll be off on your travels after Christmas.
I'm so jealous. Say hello to Africa for me.
I will.
And if working in the orphanage doesn't suit you, I'm sure Kate and Lucas can find you something else.
I'll be fine. Don't worry. Right, I'm really going now.
Oh, sweetheart.
Bye, Adam. Thank you for putting up with me. And thank Ian.
Hey, it was our pleasure. Have a wonderful time, yeah?
I will. Bye, Mum. Sorry I've been such a pain sometimes.
Oh, it's all forgotten, darling. It's all forgotten. Look after yourself.
I will.
My baby girl.
I will. Love you loads. Bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Adam.
Have a wonderful time.
I know she will.
Kate and Lucas will look after
her. And of course they will. Oh, I'm just being silly.
No, no, you'll miss her. It's only natural.
Well, it's not just that. I'm afraid of all that's happened. She might never come back.
Of course she will. She's not Kate. She's not going to give up her uni place to hit the hippie trail.
Well, I didn't mean that. I don't think she'll come back to us at Home Farm.
Who knows? Leaving the country may give her some perspective on the whole thing.
Do you really think so?
I think our family problems will pale into insignificance with what she sees in Africa.
That's true.
She may come back with a very different view of things.
Maybe. But... Oh, Adam.
What?
All my daughters are out of the country now. All three of them.
I suppose they are.
And I don't think that two of them will ever come back to me.
Oh, I don't know. I did.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Oh, darling, you are a comfort.
You've still got me.
Yes. Yes, I have.
And Rory.
Yes. And little Rory.
Right. Now... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I got the distinct impression when I was talking to Callum that he doesn't know you have a child.
Well...
And that you didn't want me to tell him either.
You're right, he doesn't know.
Oh, Emma.
I didn't mean it to happen like this.
Well, then how did it? You love George to bits.
Oh, of course I do.
Then why would you lie about
him? I haven't.
Emma, you talk about him all the time. If you haven't even mentioned him
to
Callum...
It just wasn't such a big thing to start with.
Really?
Oh, come on, Kenton. If you were chatting up a woman in a club, would you start with telling her about Muriel?
No,
I wanted to be sure he liked me for myself. Just me.
Emma, this has gone a bit further than just chatting you up, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you've been seeing him for a few weeks now. How on earth have you been able to keep George a secret?
Don't say it like that, as if I was ashamed of him.
Are you behaving as though you are?
No, George means everything to me. It's just so serious having a child.
Yes, it is. Look... Em, you wouldn't want to be with someone who couldn't accept George, would you?
In the long term, but this could have just been a fling. Aren't I allowed to have flings anymore?
I don't know, maybe not, if you have to pretend to be someone else.
Kenton, I thought you'd understand.
Well, look, I do. I told you, I'm the last person in the world to sit in judgment on you. But you said you wanted Callum to like you for yourself.
Yes.
Well, George is yourself now. He's a big part of it. If Callum doesn't know about George, then he doesn't know about you, Em.
Well, I will tell him.
Good. And make it soon. Secrets come out.
You don't have to tell me that. Believe me, I already know.